Public transit has faced numerous challenges with the coronavirus pandemic, but CityLink is faring better than many.
You know, our ridership's down a little bit, but for the most part, we've been hanging in there.
That's CityLink General Manager Doug Ralphs. I'm Tim Shelley, filling in for Danny Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Tuesday, January 12th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Tri-County health experts say people who have been putting off dental procedures during the COVID-19 pandemic should not keep waiting. Joe Deacon reports.
Dr. Sue Bishop is the dental health director for the Peoria City County Health Department. She says it's imperative for people to stay on top of their oral hygiene and maintain their regular health care routine.
I encourage everybody to come in for their checkups and if they need dental work. And worst of all, if you need oral surgery services, don't put it off, because it could really jeopardize your overall health.
Bishop says a nationwide study shows less than 1% of dentists have tested positive for COVID-19. She says dental offices are strictly observing recommended health and safety measures, and staff are always using personal protective equipment. Tazewell County Health Department spokesperson Sarah Sparkman is also encouraging everyone to get their regular checkups. She says facilities there are abiding by all recommendations to deter transmission of the coronavirus.
Dental offices and medical offices are all following the mitigation, encouraging social distancing, wearing masks, cleaning equipment and rooms and chairs and everything after a patient has been there.
Bishop notes many offices are also limiting the number of people in their waiting rooms. She warns that delaying necessary dental procedures can prove quite costly, both physically and financially.
If you wait too long on some of those things, they do get to be quite large and sometimes painful and result in infection and possible loss of a tooth, not to mention the expense that might be involved.
Bishop says her patients have been wonderful and compliant with safety guidelines during the pandemic. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Embattled Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is suspending his campaign to continue serving in that role. He's the longest-serving state House Speaker in U.S. history, serving since 1983. But Madigan says he's not dropping out altogether. U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin are announcing the release of $843 million in federal funding for COVID-19 testing and vaccine distribution in Illinois. And Illinois law enforcement officials are reacting strongly to a broad new House bill, which would eliminate cash bonds and revamp the state's criminal justice statutes, among other measures. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Public transit agencies in the U.S. are struggling with low ridership and revenues during the pandemic. That includes Peoria's CityLink bus system. General Manager Doug Ralphs speaks with WCBU correspondent Steve Charter about the year in the rearview mirror and why he's optimistic about what's in store for 2021.
Well, for mass transit, it was a bleak year. For a greater Peoria mass transit district, we got along okay. The buses ran pretty close to normal most of the time. During the early days of the pandemic, essential workers were only allowed to go to work. So we cut some hours to accommodate that. But other than that, you know, our ridership's down a little bit. But for the most part, we've been hanging in there and going.
What is the ridership, Doug, for the year, like this year compared to last?
It's down about 20% so far. So we transport typically 8,500 passengers a day. Right now we're at about 7,000, 6,500, somewhere in that range. Schools, you know, never really got going. IACC never really got up and running. You know, everybody's virtual. A lot of people still working from home. And then the sheltered workshops also.
Sure.
kind of slow getting going, and they're not back to full staff yet either. So all of those factor into our ridership.
And I know this is a crystal ball type question for 2021, but, you know, we have a vaccine now. They're starting to vaccinate people. I think there's a lot of hope. What do you see? What do you hope for 2021 when it comes to CityLink?
You know, I think Peoria and areas in the Midwest seem to be kind of insulated sometimes from the big, you know, the big ups and downs, if you will. And so I see us, you know, hanging in there and just starting to rise steady again. We're going to make some changes to our routes. I was hoping to get that started in March, but it sounds like it might get postponed a little bit. But this had been coming before the COVID pandemic, and trying to get more timely service in service areas that need the transit, and then also not duplicate places. Seems like we're running a lot of buses in places twice, you know, so kind of spreading things out and a little more timely service. So I think that'll help our system a lot too, and improve ridership.
And you really have to wait for, who knows how gradual it'll be, but at least things to get back a little towards a normal before you can probably move ahead with that plan. Is that right?
Well, it's more the technology end of it. We're implementing also right now, we're implementing GPS on the buses. So everybody will have access to real-time data as far as where their bus is at. And as we get into that, we're trying to structure the routes too. And so we've got a lot of technology changes going on. So it's kind of, they're bumping into each other. So that's what's slowing us down more than the virus right now.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tim Shelley.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.